Am I on now? Yeah. Good morning. It is good to be back with you guys. I didn't know whether I would be, and the elders asked me if I would come back, and they couldn't find anybody else. So you're stuck, at least for a little while. These people that were sitting right here the last time I was here found out that I was going to be here, and that's why those rows are empty today. It is always a joy. You guys have such great music. I've said that before. I'll continue to say it. And God blesses in that way. Amen. Last week, I had the privilege of preaching at Granby Baptist Church up in Granby, Colorado. Great pastor up there, Pat Lockhart. He's been there about 10 or 12 years, and I go up and have the privilege of preaching with them every once in a while, and then drove down, and the reason I'm telling you this is because I want to join everybody's hearts as much as we can. After we got done with Granby, I drove over to Yampa, Colorado, First Baptist Church, Yampa. A little tiny church, building, but good vibrant spirit, and they are without a pastor right now, just like you are. And that's why I say I just want us to join our hearts together. As you're looking for a pastor, they're looking for a pastor. I told them about you guys and about Dolores. And by the way, Book Cliff Baptist Church is now today voting on a transitional pastor. And so you'll want to keep them in your prayers and ask that God will allow them to make a correct decision today. So there are a lot of things going on in my frame of reference this morning, and I'll be going up to Yampa again next week and preaching for them and trying to help them move forward a little bit. And God is good. I love doing that. Came out of Yampa and it was snowing like a banshee, and all the way down to I-70, which if you've been up there is like this, you know. It was slick and snowing, and my gear shift went out, and so I was coasting in a lot of areas, which was not nice on the ice. That kind of rhymes, doesn't it? But anyway, God was good, and we made it down, and God is just good. I love what I get to do. This morning, I don't know whether what I'm going to share with you this morning will turn into another series, and if it does turn into a series, how long that series will be or anything like that. I won't be here like I was this fall, you know, every Sunday kind of a thing, just because I've got a lot of these other places going on and I need to be there and helping them out. But I love being here, and so when the elders asked, I signed up for as many as I could, to their dismay. But I want to begin this morning and speak to you about another foundational area in our Christian lives. When we were talking about the biblical view of being in Christ, that's pretty foundational. And I think for some of you, at least from the feedback that I got, that was kind of a new thing for you. You hadn't thought about the foundational basis of being in Christ and what that really means in your daily walk with Christ. But another foundational area that I think is extremely important for us, and that is the Word of God. Amen? Okay, so I'm preaching again, so at least shake your head like this. Let me know that we're tracking, you know, that kind of a thing. The Word of God is extremely important for us to understand. And I am not talking about going back and just doing Bible study. I'm talking about the Word of God. It is really easy for us as 21st century people to really get hung up on guilt-tripping people because they don't read their Bible enough. Now, I want you to understand, I think it's important to read your Bible enough. Okay? But I want you to also understand that for centuries, this was not available to Christian people. There were not Bibles in every home. And yet, some of the greatest Christian men and women came to us during that time. They would grab a writing over here and a copy over here and those kinds of things, and God would do miraculous work in their lives. God uses His Word. And if we're going to do a study on God's Word, I think it's important that we go clear back to the book of Genesis. Creation is the unique work of God's Word. Let me say that again for you. Did you print that up there? That's all right. Next time. If I would start sending him anything that would make sense to him, he would probably do a lot better at getting stuff up here. So, creation is the unique work of God's Word. Look with me, if you will, in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. That word for creation right there is bara. I like to say it like that. When I started studying through this a few years back, I started looking at that word, and I thought, that word in and of itself is so powerful. Listen. This word, the only subject in all of Scripture for this word is God. It is never used of mankind. And what it denotes is that God took nothingness and made somethingness. It is only used with the subject being God. Bara. Don't you like to say, you want to say that? Yeah, isn't that good? Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds powerful. I know when you get in the car and drive home, you'll be more unintimidated and we'll be going, bara, bara. Because it's a God thing. And only a God thing. And then as we look down here, in verse 3 it says, listen, and God said. Do you see that? The Word of God. And God said, verse 6, and God said, verse 9, then God said, verse 11, then God said, then verse 14, then God said, and verse 20, then God said, in verse 24, then God said, in verse 26, then God said, and in verse 29, then God said. Creation is the unique work of God's Word. God spoke, and it became real. That's it. Amen? When we begin to grasp the reality and the power and the authority of Bara, God spoke all that we know into being. And God said, a foundational teaching of the Bible is that God speaks and does so with universe-changing authority. When God speaks, the universe listens. We in religion have made it kind of a thing that if we build it, if we do it, God will come. Amen? I mean, we do. We think if I do this, 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 and this, God will come into my life and bless me. Where God says, I have already come. And this is what I want to do through you. It's just the opposite of most of the worldwide religion, even the practice of most denominational Christianity. We get it backwards. It's such a deception for us. And part of that is because we don't understand Bara. We don't understand the Word of God. And I'm not talking about just the revealed written Word of God. But how many of us on a weekly or even monthly basis contemplate that God speaks today with universe-changing authority? There is nothing that God has done in the past that He could not do in the future or today. Hebrews 11:3 says this, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by what? The Word of God. Not just this world, the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from things which are visible. Bara in the New Testament. Amen? But faith in what? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Isn't that what we're told? The Hebrew writer says that we can only understand the unique work of God's Word in framing the worlds by our faith and our trust in the revealed Word of God. Wow. Bara. In the Old Testament, Bara. In the New Testament. I love it. Listen to Psalm 33:6. Think about an uneducated shepherd boy writing these things down. By the word of the Lord. Do you see that there? By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth feel the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Whew. For he spoke, and it was done. Whew! I mean, that ought to send chills up and down our back. He spoke, and it was done. Many parents would love that. He commanded, and it stood fast. The words are the deeds of the essential word or the logos by which all things are made. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. You all know this by heart. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Isn't that incredible? That word, logos, has the connotation of word. Amen? That's the way we translate it. But it's so much more than that. It is bara. Second thing I want you to see is that speaking is the revelation of thought. Speaking is the revelation of thought. The creation is the revelation of the thoughts of God, a freely accomplished act of the living Word who is Jesus. The first thing that God created was light. Remember, he was working out there in darkness, and he probably said something like, "Man, if I just had some light." And there it was. Now don't be confused, because it was several days later that he created the sun and the moon. This was just light so he could get the job done. Isn't that cool? Help me out here. It is very cool. I mean, when we stop to think that that same God who said, "Let there be light," knew my name right then. Knew your name right then. And I'll tell you what, when I said that, it did send chills up and down my back. Or maybe the heat's just not on, I don't know. Now, I'm not going to go through each one of those creations, but I want us to get the sense of the reality of the spoken Word of God in creation and the reality of it. God spoke and things happened. A little bit farther on, after he gets done with light, he goes, "Well, let's see, we got a lot of water here. Some of you waters want you to go up there. And some of you waters stay down here." And he caused the great expanse. Amen? You can read that in there. And how did it happen? God spoke it into existence. Whoa! That the Word of God is the thought of God. How many times have you ever run into somebody and or even yourself, I've said this, said, "I wonder what God was thinking." Have you ever thought about that? Well, look around. Because the thoughts of God became the Word of God. Whew. That's pretty heavy. The thoughts of God became the words of God. This is not a grand experiment. This is not God going, "Well, let's see what happens if we do this." It is God saying, "Let there be light. Let there be animals. Let there be plants." On and on and on and on. This last week, I don't know whether you saw it on the internet news or whatever, but there were some new galaxies that were found. I don't know where they're found, by the Hubble telescope or how they were found, but I saw that and they were just gorgeous. And maybe it was just the photography or whatever it was, but I mean, they were multicolored and you know, they were just huge. And these things were many, many, many times the size of our Milky Way galaxy that we can't even imagine. And God said, "Let the heavens be created." We can't hardly get to the moon. None of us want to go to the sun. We've never put a man on Mars. And yet God said, Bara. And there it was. I don't get it. In Psalm chapter 40, it says, many, O Lord my God, are the wonders that you have done and your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare to you. If I would declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Over in Psalm 139, it says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Amos in chapter 4 says, for behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what are his thoughts. He who makes the dawn into darkness and treads on the high places of the earth. The Lord God of armies is his name. Wow. And we think that we can mess around with the Word of God. I don't think so. When we understand the Bible, when we understand the Word of God in its biblical sense, the reality of the Word of God is such an awesome, awesome reality to our limited understanding. That's why I said when I began today's message, I don't know if this will turn into a series. The more that I read and the more that I study, the more that I find, the more that I like, and the more that my mind gets boogered up with it. It just goes, bzzz. Have you ever been there? You know? It is so unmeasurable. Let me read again, John 1:3. All things came into being through him. And apart from him, listen, nothing came into being that has come into being. That awesomeness of who God is. When God said, let there be light, he demonstrated one of the first spiritual things that happens to us today. And that is when the Holy Spirit brings light into the darkness of our lives. There are so many of your friends, your relatives, my friends, my relatives, wandering in darkness. And all God wants to do is bara. He doesn't want to turn over a new leaf. He doesn't want to make you good, although that happens. What he wants to do is create a whole new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. In fact, is a new creation. Old things are passed away. And then it says, and behold, all things are become new. Wow. God demonstrated what's happening to us spiritually today when He created through His Word the reality that we see today. That's some pretty powerful stuff. That's some stuff that ought to keep you thinking at least until you get home. Amen? I mean, you know, there's that short little drive there, and you can say, I wonder what he was talking about today. It is so, this is foundational stuff, people. And yet it's stuff that we don't contemplate, we don't think about, we don't teach. The reality of Bavra in your life and in my life. The absolute creation by God's spoken word. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might have eternal life. That is not God's plan B. You all understand that? God knew before he said, let there be light, that you are going to booger up the universe. And if you didn't, I would. And if I didn't, you would. You're younger than I am. God knew it and did it anyway. Have you ever thought about that statement in your own life? God knows exactly who you are in every aspect, every point, every thought, every action. And he sent Jesus for you anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes, and the reality is, sometimes I get to thinking about how stupid I really am and some of the stupid stuff that I do and have done. And how great a God that I serve. And how much He loves me. And it makes me weep. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. In Romans 10, it says this. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Folks, I encourage you today to really think deeply about the Word of God. This is important. But I want you to understand that God only uses this to speak deeply into our lives through the person of the Holy Spirit. How would you feel if I decided that I would just tear out a piece of my Bible? I didn't like that page. So I just, you know, it had something in there that I didn't really care for. So I tear that page out and throw it away. Would any of you be upset? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But we fall into almost a worship of the book rather than of the creator of the book. It's called bibliolatry. It is the worship of the Bible rather than the worship of God. And we have to be very, very, very careful we don't fall into that. For centuries upon centuries, our Christian brothers and sisters did not own these. Not even one per household. And how many do you have in your house? How many do you have on your computer? How many do you have on your telephone that are that close? And yet those men and women listened and followed and loved the Word of God. I challenge you, let's get back. Let's move forward to understanding the Word of God as revealed in His Scriptures, but as He speaks to our hearts. Let's bow as we pray. Father, I am so thankful for Your Word, Your written, revealed Word that guides us, that we can have available to us. Father, allow us never to fall into the trap of worshiping a book instead of the one who spoke that book into existence. You, God, are the ultimate authority in everything in our lives. You, God, love us beyond measure. Even as we can't comprehend the heavens, I don't believe that we can really comprehend Your great and mighty love. Father, forgive us when we take You for granted. Forgive us when we take You lightly. Forgive us, God, for just being weekenders. And God, before we leave this building today, I ask that You would break our hearts towards You. That You would open our minds and our hearts by the presence of your mighty Holy Spirit. Show us, God, where we might have gotten lax. Allow us to listen. To expect that you will speak to us. And that by speaking to us, God, that you will change our universe. Father, use us and use us up. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.